have any wife, according to their numbers, and I have a necessary seed. And be aware that in most cases that you had an opportunity to move, but you wasn't pushed back because of your race. Because that's against our Constitution, and it was upheld by our executive board. And some cases, in, for instance, in Texas, we had a Ku Klux Klan that was a member, was in one of the shops. Now, some areas we have discrimination now, but lots of it is because of the individual, just like you have it out in the streets. But it can be stopped if the individuals want to stop it. And lots of this is, and the things in the union, the fault that I find, and the flout that I have had missed, as far as the black is concerned, and that was before and after the Taft-Hardy law, and them participating and going to meetings of the ball game, and having a voice. Regardless of what kind of law they make, whether it's, care for us or in the shop, and then you be a part of it and participate in the meeting. And the same thing applies in the shop. The union and the CIO was built upon the premise of bringing in industrial unions, bringing everybody together to give them justice. You get lots of some people in those position that's phony. But if you have your people participating, whether they're Spanish, whether they're Jews or white, or Italians or what, if you participate and demand your rights, you can get it. I mean, you've got the vehicle to do that. Now, as far as the biggest job we had was with the company. Hiring blacks. And so therefore, you take, you close shops and you things like that, that's the ASRL, that's their problem, where they had a hiring hall. We don't, we have never had a hiring hall. We are both, the company is to force them to hire black.
I was just wondering if you could describe any personal involvement that you had in community actions during the 40s outside of just your work in a shop. Were you involved in housing?
I was involved in all, every community and civil rights, just about 90% of it was a part of it. I did, representing the UAW.
Oh, as a direct representative?
Yeah.
In the
40s? Yeah, representing the UAW. And NAACP, I was on the board of the NAACP, I was on the board of the Urban League. Even on the, later, I was on the March of Washington. Was on the thing with all the stars when they went marching on Washington. And one of my jobs is to try to help give leadership and direction to some of the people who had left the school, because we were taught differently to school for 9 years, different periods of time, different things. And I tried to impart that to people scientifically on how to approach them and how to create a coalition.
And do you work a lot with Rebel Keaton?
Down at Compton?
Yeah. Was he the vice president of the CIO during that period?
No. Caden, you're talking about the mayor of Compton?
No. Well, I'm not sure if he became mayor of Compton later, but one of the vice presidents of the CIO in the 40s, the black man, I believe his name was Rebel.
Rebel Spring. Back in lunch, he was Secretary of State. Mm-hmm. I was a trustee. Rebel Clayton, he might have been at the local, but not at the CIO. What did he say, at the CIO?
CIO in, like, 42, 43.
What
is it? Dated, I think. Or at least local Los Angeles area.
Well, you could take, you take that one because I happen to be a trustee of down in Avalon. I know Rebel that you're talking about.
You know him?
Yeah. But I don't remember of having a black, he could have been vice president. Blackie Lunsford was the Secretary of State, and George Roberts was a political action director. Mm-hmm. The guy from Steelworkers director. You check that out, because I can't remember. But he might have been. I remember the fellow, and I remember him being active. He was very active. But I don't remember whether he, I could have slipped my memory. He might have been before my time.
That might have been. You didn't think I was involved in the CIO until 44 or something?
Yeah, a little bit after that.
Yeah, I think he was a little earlier than that.
Yeah, it might have been before my time.
Mm-hmm. And how about Walter Williams? Do you remember him? Well, he was in the Boilermakers Union, and he was one of the people who filed a litigation against him in Southern California to get rid of the Jim Crow local.
Well, what happened when I was in the Boilermakers? I went to the Boilermakers, that's a green horn out of Oklahoma. I never belonged to a union, had no background, no experience, except when I got out there, with bad experience. I had the idea I'd pay my dues from be good for 30 days. And when I paid my dues in the last part of the month, and then the next, first part of the month, they said I would order dues, and I got a contest, and they told me pay or leave it. And so, I never did go to a meeting, and I paid my dues, so far as knowing any of the things, except later on they tried to organize this black union down on Main Street. At that time we got some of the people to participate, and I refused to participate, not only because of not having the interest, but because I was just beginning to find out really what the labor was all about.